The special avalanche warning for Banff, Yoho and Kootenay National Parks and Kananaskis Country was extended for the second time since being originally issued February 29. The warning will continue to at least March 10 and is being done in partnership with Parks Canada, Avalanche Canada and the Alberta government. The second extension comes after there were several reports of avalanches in the Canadian Rocky Mountains, including the death of a man near Revelstoke on March 3 and a person who was fully buried by survived close to Lake Louise the same day. We know backcountry users in this region will be eager to enjoy the new snow from the recent storms, especially under clear skies and sunshine, said Avalanche Canada's forecast program supervisor Ryan Buhler in a media release. But the persistent weak layers that we've been tracking through February remain very active and easy to trigger. Any avalanche triggered on those weak layers will be large enough to injure and could even kill a person. The extended warning comes as weak layers that were established in February have become buried in between 40 and 100 centimeters of new snow. With the weather forecast predicting warmer temperatures, it could lead to a greater risk of avalanches. Avalanche control was conducted last weekend on Highway 742 on the east end of Rundle and some surrounding areas. The media release emphasizes forecasters ask all people to be careful and cautious if going into the Canadian Rocky Mountains, with people asked to avoid areas that have overhead terrain. The release noted people should stay on smaller, lower-angled slopes with less consequence. Do not let the blue skies entice you to drop your guard.